USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Night two of a Democratic debate in Miami, highlighted by feisty exchanges between frontrunner and former VP Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris. Harris asking Biden about what she said was his opposition to busing decades ago.
You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
I'd like to apologize for having mistakenly told you yesterday that Biden and Bernie Sanders were not part of last night's lineup when in fact they were. At the Women's World Cup, the U.S. team facing its biggest test yet, as they'll be battling host France in Paris in today's quarterfinals. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump joking with Russia's President Vladimir Putin about election meddling. The two sat beside each other for a photo opportunity on the sidelines of the G20 summit hours ago. President Trump wagging his finger at Putin and saying with a laugh, "Don't meddle in the elections, please." Lawmakers on Capitol Hill finally able to pass a piece of bipartisan legislation. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package. Before the vote, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it's important to get emergency funding to those who need it.
At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, what was the holdup in the first place?
Got behind the administration on this. They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard to do this.
And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Today marks 1 year since five people were murdered at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. During a gun safety conference held yesterday as part of the commemorative events, 1 year later, the paper's editor said those who survived are doing fine, but that they are still mourning the loss of their colleagues. To remember the lives of those killed, there will be a memorial dedicated this morning at a waterfront park in the Maryland State Capitol. There's also to be a concert tonight at Maryland Hall. The alleged gunman, Jared Ramos, remains behind bars awaiting trial. A collection of previously unreleased Elvis Presley music is coming out to mark the 50th anniversary of his comeback year. Live 1969 will include performances from Presley's sold-out Las Vegas residency. It's coming out on August 9th, along with a special vinyl version of his Live at the International Hotel album. There's also the American Sound 1969 collection, which features 90 unreleased tracks that Presley recorded while making his hit album from Elvis in Memphis. That will be out on August 23rd, August marking the 42nd anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. Remember to check us out online as well as on the radio. You can find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.